Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Did you know Saks OFF 5TH has teamed up with the Fluid Project in celebration of Pride? When you shop the exclusive gender-neutral capsule collection at Saks OFF 5TH, 100% of the net proceeds, up to $100,000 from sales, will be donated to the Fluid Foundation. So help make a difference this month with Saks OFF 5TH, where fashion takes off.
This week on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast, we break down what Kim Kardashian said about Pete Davidson, about his BDE and her being DTF, and also look at the Kardashians, find out about Tristan third trimester Thompson's paternity scandal. We look into Todd Chrisley's major loss in court and why he is looking at 30 years behind bars. We look at the adorable quotes from Dwayne Wade speaking up for his transgender daughter, Zaya, and we talk about the new legal filing by Brad Pitt against Angelina Jolie in their 7-year-long divorce. Welcome to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin. And this week, the Hot Hollywood Podcast is brought to you by Saks OFF 5TH in partnership with the Fluid Project. Today, I am joined by my two beautiful co-hosts. First, you know her from all around these streets in the Hot Hollywood Podcast. You've been here before, Sarah Heron.
Hi, Trav.
Hello. And we have a very special guest. I am huge fan of this lady. She has torn up the runways from uptown to downtown and now around the world, from the house of Balenciaga and the house of just being a bad bitch. We have Honey Balenciaga in the house.
Yeah.
That is
what's
right.
What's the tea?
We're about to tell you what the tea is.
Order the Z.
That is what we do here. Sarah Heron, why don't you start and tell us what story made you go well this week?
Well, I, like so many people around the globe, are just shocked that Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have called it quits. They have been together since late 2020, went public early 2021, so over a year, and people were just really devastated about this split. I feel like people ship so hard. Personally, I don't know why anyone would ever break up with Michael B. Jordan, so I'm not totally sure what happened here, but we've heard that Lori just doesn't want to settle down. She's like 10 years younger than him. Mm-hmm. He's ready to settle down. She's not. But my favorite part of the story is Steve Harvey getting involved.
Yes.
Obviously, Steve Harvey is Lori Harvey's father. He adopted her when he married her mom. And his quote was, "People break up all the time. I just wish I could have broken up without the cost factor. I got to start learning from my children. Get out early. I waited too late." Meaning this is his third marriage that he's on right now. So he's like jealous that his daughter didn't get married and just had a normal breakup. And he said, "I'm team Lori. As long as everyone can be peaceful and be friends, I ain't heard nobody say they busted no windows or nothing." So he's saying that it's been a clean split and that there's no money owed or no one's, you know, hurting anyone. So Steve Harvey's okay with the breakup.
Oh my God, he is a key for that. What?
Those quotes were like the best. And while like Michael B. Jordan, beautiful, fine, we all want to date him, Lori Harvey, also one of the most beautiful
stunning women
in Hollywood. Honey, what did you two think when these two got together or they broke up?
Oh my God. Well, I was happy when they got together. They look so beautiful together. Mm-hmm. Like you just love to look at a beautiful couple, especially when they're so successful in what they do. But I was like really shocked when that happened. Like she really just said, we're done.
We're done. They were just at all the Vanity Fair Oscar stuff together in March, whenever it was, like not that long ago, they were seen together. So kind of a shock.
Yeah. And then she went to the Cannes Film Festival. She's in all of her gowns, looking amazing. Great time to break up with someone when you're just fresh off the Cannes Film Festival, dripping in diamonds and gowns. Not a bad time to leave somebody.
She looked like the belle of the ball though. That dress was beautiful.
Oh my God, that Cinderella dress. I will remember it forever. She just got Megan Fox's stylist. Maeve is her name, and Maeve just changes the game whenever anybody gets her. So smart move, Lori Harvey.
Hey, Maeve.
Who will she rebound with? I can't wait to find out.
Anybody she
wants
to.
I think she should probably do what she's doing, stick to being independent, working on a career, because why would you want to hop into something else that you're not ready to be in?
Fair.
Yeah. That's a really good point, because I really don't know what she does for a living other than be gorgeous. You know, she's a professional
pretty
person.
I think she's a model, no?
She's a model, great. Well,
beauty
then that's
entrepreneur,
her
model, I believe I used to describe her. Beauty entrepreneur.
Okay, professional pretty person. Honey, yeah. You know that.
The dream.
The dream.
We're living it.
Well, honey, were there any celebrity news stories that made you go whoa this week?
Oh my God. Well, it's not celebrity, but definitely the Numu Glare collection that dropped today. The video, the movie, whatever you want to call it was absolutely magnificent. It features Dominique Jackson,
yes,
Bella Hadid, and personally my best friend, Barbie Sway. Uh-huh. The collection is to die for. Everything is to die for. From lighting to music by Trinilicious and Miss Boogie.
Amazing.
That whole video was just amazing, like from beginning to end.
And Dominique Jackson on any runway just gives me all the life. She can just tear it up like nobody else.
You know what it is? Dominique Jackson, yes, she's a model, but she comes from ballroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So her runway is way more distinctive. It has more attitude. There's more poise. There's more just energy surrounding her walk and her performance. And that's what a lot of models lack.
Got it. Good to know.
Good to know. I hope she taught Bella Hadid a couple things. No shade to Bella. She's a great model. But she doesn't walk like Dominique. Nobody does.
Oh,
Bella eats it, though. Bella eats it.
No slander for Bella.
No slander for Bella. You know, and she has her new man, too. He's a little behind-the-scenes guy. No more weekend drama.
She has a boyfriend?
Yeah.
She does.
I can't remember what he does. Like a photographer.
He's a photographer,
something.
Like a production guy.
Yeah.
Very behind-the-scenes.
He's cute,
but
though.
They've been together for like a year and a half. He's very cute. He's tall. They look nice together, and Bella looks very happy, and she did not when she was with The Weeknd.
No.
She was with The Weeknd?
Oh my God! On and off for like 5 years,
for
girl!
For 5 years.
Girl, you know how to pay attention to this kid.
That's why we're here to tell you.
Every story's making Honey go whoa this week.
Yeah.
She's like, whoa, this happened.
Travis, what made you go whoa this week?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna hop us across the pond and take us to the UK for the Queen's Jubilee. That means this lady has been reigning for over 70 years. 70 years as Queen Editor-in-Chief, Head of the Throne, whatever you want to call her. Queen Elizabeth II celebrated her platinum jubilee. But of course, here at Us Weekly, we were only looking at Meghan, Harry, and Kate and William, because Meghan and Harry have not been back to the UK since they left their royal duties and responsibilities and moved to California to pretty much stay in their house and make money with Spotify and Netflix deals.
Good for them.
Good for them. But so they went back to the UK for the first time. Everybody in the family is mad at them. There is a lot of drama. And they skipped a few events. And then during the events they were at, they were seated completely on the other side from William and Kate. They weren't across from each other, so they couldn't see each other. They were sort of stacked. And I thought it was very intentional that they were never walking together. Mm-hmm. Because as sources have told us, Harry and William brothers have a huge rift that has not been healed ever since the explosive CBS interview where they sat down and really ripped the royal family apart.
As they should have.
As they should have, because, you know, there's a lots of schools of thought of this, but what we definitely know is these brothers are not into each other, and Kate and Meghan are not featuring each other as well. So that was my woe from the Platinum Jubilee. What made you go woe with the Platinum Jubilee? I know there was something. That was a lot.
Yes, there was a lot. Definitely that. Everything that happened, I agree with you. I think if they wanted to show any sort of united front, which they clearly didn't, they would have at least had them photographed in the same frame from some point going from one event to another.
Right.
They were not seen at all near each other. But what made me go woe was Prince Louis being the star of the show. Kate and William's youngest kid was just not having half of these events and
was not
afraid. He was not afraid to, you know, give his mom a little sass. As a fellow youngest child, I know what it's like to be dragged to things you don't want to go to. And I love that, like, we're seeing a, like, a fun side of Kate trying to, you know, get him into it, but also having to lay down the law a little bit. It was just cute. And you saw him go sit on Prince Charles' lap at one point. You see Charlotte kind of telling her George what to do. All the kids were just like making, like giving me life.
Oh, it was great. Honey, what did you like?
Did you see the video of when the child covered her mouth?
Yes.
That was crazy.
Yes.
These kids were just savage.
No, I would have been yelled at.
Yeah.
As a Latina, like my Latina mother, no, she don't play that. But my walk from the Jubilee was my girlfriend, Adam Lambert. His performance was stellar. And he's an all-around just great performer, rock star. He always brings it. His outfits are always on point, and he makes them himself.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, he stood up all night. Like, last time we went to, it was Megan's Halloween party.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw it.
Head to toe, bedazzled. Yep. Makeup, like, damn. He does not play. So that performance was beautiful.
Oh my God.
What an honor.
Good for him. And he, of course, was singing Queen, the British band,
yes.
Who he sounds like the Freddie Mercury who passed away, and he's been on tour with them for so long. I'm so glad he's had this second act in his career where he can tour with this monstrous band and sing at the Queen's birthday party. That is a huge deal.
That's a huge deal because Kim wasn't allowed to go.
Kim was not allowed to go. Sources told us that Kim never wanted to go, but again, she probably was not asked either.
It was weird that Kim and Pete were in London.
It was
weird
that they
were in interesting timing.
When I read on an article, it said that they asked to be at this event, and then Kim never gets denied. But she got denied and she gagged.
We were told that wasn't true, but it might be. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, sources close to them told us it wasn't true, but they have reason to say that wasn't true.
Yes.
So we may never know unless Queen Elizabeth II speaks out about it.
Imagine.
That'd be amazing.
She's not.
She breaks her silence on Pete Davidson trying to come to her birthday party.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
Well, let us bust into some of the celebrity news of the week. And what a lovely transition. We're going to talk about the Kardashians. Sarah Huron, there has been a lot going down on the Kardashians on Hulu, the new show. Tell us about the latest episode and my favorite quote from the last one.
Of course. So to wrap up Kim and Pete and talk about them a little bit more, Kim did detail how her and Pete got together on the last episode. She obviously hosted SNL, and Pete didn't show up to her after party, and she was a little pissed. Like, where's Pete?
She was wearing Balenciaga head to toe.
Yes, of course. They had this. They had this moment when they kissed as Jasmine and Aladdin, and he didn't show up to the after party. So she reached out to the SNL producer and said, "Can I have Pete's number?" They got together, and she describes it as, "I heard about this BDE. I'm basically DTF," is what she said. She pretty much told Pete she didn't think they were going to start dating. She thought she just, you know, needed a cleanse after Kanye to get back into the game. And they're still together. And on the new episode, the producer asks a few more questions about Pete and asks if she's in love. And Kim kind of blushes and plays coy. And Pete keeps gifting her these ice creams, the Dibs ice creams. Like, Kim's on her private jet to go shoot Sports Illustrated, and then she's in wherever they shot Dominican Republic or wherever they shot Sports Illustrated, and he keeps surprising her with Dibs ice cream. And she's like, is he the sweetest guy ever, or is he sabotaging me for Sports Illustrated? So that was the Kim and Pete part of the episodes.
That is adorable. I love them together. She's never looked happier than when she is with Pete. What are your thoughts on this coupling? Did you know they were together?
I knew they were together. Okay. But as crazy as it sounds and as crazy as it was, I'm Team Kanye.
You're a Kim Ye girl?
Oh. I'm a Kim Ye because I feel like her crew, first of all, that whole family's career elevated because of a black man.
True.
In the industry. I'm sorry.
True.
From head to toe, from the fashion to the bookings to the fashion shows, I almost feel like Kanye had put Kim in that position.
Yeah.
Yes, Kim would have gotten there. She's a beautiful girl. She gets the gigs.
Yeah.
We understand that. But I feel like Kanye just made it happen quicker.
Yeah.
He gave her prestige. She never would have.
Yes.
She would never have gotten the cover of Vogue.
I think she admits that to some degree, too.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Maybe not enough.
But also,
Honey wants more for Kanye.
I want more for Kanye. But I mean, I actually like that they're a little separated now then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Kanye is doing his thing. I hope he's focusing on the better things in life.
I love that you are standing for Kanye and talk about how Kanye elevated that family, because that really is tea. He really did give the family a level of fashion prestige. Kendall helped a little bit, but Kanye really like pushed them all up to into a stratosphere they would never be without him.
Someone who didn't. Was Tristan third trimester Thompson.
Exactly what I was going
to
say.
I had a feeling that's where you were going. Yes. And this week's episode of The Kardashians, the last like 5 minutes, guys, they're kind of edge of your seat moments because Kim, the crew gets a call to show up. Kim is about to start filming like her workout at 7:30 in the morning when the Daily Mail breaks on Kim's phone that Tristan admitted to sleeping with Marilee Nichols and has a baby on the way with this woman. So when this paternity scandal broke in December of 2021, Kim was filming in her gym. And you see Kim reading the story, calling Kris Jenner, naturally first call, reading her the story, reading Tristan's declaration in which he admitted to sleeping with her in March 2021 when he was very much with Khloé. Then you see Kylie call in, and Kylie, I don't think, knew that she was being recorded, and asks, quote, is Tristan the worst person ever? Then Kim's like, we're taping. Then, of course, Courtney comes in and Kim is like taking screenshots, sending them to the family, trying to get Khloé on the phone, and reveals that Khloé threw Tristan a 30th birthday party. Then he traveled to Houston for a road game. You know, he still plays basketball, apparently. Who knew? And slept with this woman.
Impregnated her.
And one of the craziest parts is Courtney kind of suggesting, well, did Khloé know? Like, did he talk to her about this? And Kim and Kylie are like, what do you mean? Like, this is crazy. And Courtney was almost implying, like, maybe they had an agreement. I don't know. And it's crazy. And then eventually Khloé gets on the phone, had no idea. And of course, to be continued. But it was wild.
It was wild. And the news broke the day she was due to give
birth. Yes, that baby Theo was born into this world.
Baby Theo was born on the day the news broke. So Khloé had to wake up to be like, yes, your boyfriend impregnated another person after you, the night you threw him a 30th birthday, and she's giving birth today.
Yeah.
Like, it's a rough day for Khloé to wake up.
And according to Kim, Khloé obviously wanted more kids. Like, she wanted a baby boy because she has a daughter, True. So Kim is like, Khloé wanted the boy, and now this rando's having the boy, and it's like, oh God, Tristan, like, why are you so messy?
He is so messy. And if you didn't know, he left his last girl while she was three
Jordan
months pregnant
Craig.
For Khloé Kardashian. And then he cheated on Khloé in her third trimester. And this
is the
third trimester.
Well, she should have been new then.
I know.
And you should have been new.
Thing.
If a man is going to leave another woman for you.
You lose him how you got him. Isn't that the same?
There you go.
He's just so messy. And this is his third cheating scandal. And you're in the Kardashian PR machine. Like, in what world? And he has the audacity, earlier episodes this season, to talk about how he's been in therapy and working on himself when he knew all along, because that court filing happened in June.
Right.
So he knew all along that this was coming and brewing.
Didn't say anything.
Good for Marilee Nichols to go public on it the day she's like in labor because she needed some answers.
It is wild. And Heath was only 23 at the time. He's much younger than Khloé. He's
with the first pregnancy?
This pregnancy. He was 24.
What do you mean?
When he impregnated
Tristan?
Her. Tristan?
Tristan's almost 30. You're giving him too much credit.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
I thought he was older.
He's almost 30. Khloé's 37 now and he's almost 30.
Oh, see, I thought he was like still 23 because that's how he acts.
No, that's just how he acts.
Did you know Saks OFF 5TH has teamed up with the Fluid Project in celebration of Pride? When you shop the exclusive gender-neutral capsule collection that reinvents the rainbow and celebrates the freedom of universal love at Saks OFF 5TH, 100% of the net proceeds, up to $100,000 from the sales, will be donated to the Fluid Foundation. The foundation helps the most vulnerable and marginalized members of the LGBTQ+ community, so we invite you to celebrate Pride and help make a difference with Saks OFF 5TH, where fashion takes off.
Well, let's move into some happy news, shall we? Let's talk about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. We love them. Some of our favorite couples at Us Weekly. They are just adorable, fun to look at, and they have adorable kids. And Dwayne Wade is truly allying up for his transgender daughter, 15-year-old Zaya. Dwayne Wade spoke up at the Time 100 Summit to CNN and says, as blessed it is for my daughter to have parents that support her, I'm still afraid every moment she leaves the house. And not just because of gun violence, but because of the way people perceive her in this world. He also criticized lawmakers across the country who have worked to deny access to trans youth. There is legislation up in 20 different states to affect trans youth access to, you know, any medical services that they need. And Dwayne said of this is our life. We live this. Why do you think you can make rules for people if you're not experienced any of this? Come live with my daughter for a day and see how it is to walk in her shoes. We love Dwayne Wade. We love allying up for the trans daughter, Zaya. You know, honey, how do you feel hearing this?
I love that he's doing that. It honestly warms my heart because you don't see a lot of, you see a lot of parents, but you don't see a lot of parents that have influence, mm-hmm. celebrities, mm-hmm. or just, yeah, celebrities, advocates.
Basketball players, especially manly basketball players.
Yeah. Like masculine men, toxic masculine men
yeah.
at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to see a man advocate for his daughter and saying what needs to be said for trans youth and for the younger generation of LGBTQ plus youth, it's beautiful to know that someone like that is advocating for us, and we do need those resources. And I relate to what he's saying because my mother says that every single time I leave the house, well before, now I live on my own. But, since I'm staying with her now, because I'm in New York, she's always afraid of me leaving the house, even when I'm in LA, because the way people perceive us, the way people look at us, the way people treat us, even though I'm not a trans woman, but I am of femme experience, that it's hard to be who you want to be in a community or any community at that.
It is. It is. And, you know, no one has it worse than trans women of color out there. You know, it is scariest for them. They have the highest suicide rates. They have the highest wrongful incarceration rates by police. They have it worse than anybody on the planet. And Black trans women gave us all the culture that we love nowadays. So it's so nice
all
to see
culture.
All the culture, everything cool we have in our lives. Black trans women, Black people of color, queer people of color gave us to this day. And it's nice to see celebrities speaking out. And Dwayne Wade has always just been a lovely guy.
Yeah.
Even when he was in the NBA, you could tell he was sweet. But to watch how he is with his daughter just makes me love him so much more.
I mean, do you know how many people probably like think that Dwayne Wade's their favorite basketball player and then hear him say stuff like this that should just be like common knowledge? But to a lot of people, like, they need someone like Dwayne Wade to say it, to get it around their head.
Absolutely.
And him and Gabrielle Union are just so cute. And even when Dwayne Wade, like, they broke up and then he had a baby yep. with his like ex and they like rebounded, like he even did that cool, like, God, Tristan, like, get it together.
And I only know this because I just wrote a story, but Dwayne Wade is a 13-time NBA all-star player.
Oh, he is, Trav. He's very good.
Thank you so much.
Good
so
job.
He's very good. So I'm just saying, like, a lot of dudes know
yes,
him and respect
he's very
him.
Very well known in the
very
NBA.
Well known.
Just imagine how many people dropped him or how many fans he lost just because he's advocating for his trans daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to me that people still have this closed-minded thought and just, girl, they closed-minded.
Yes, that's the perfect word for it.
And it's just, it needs to stop.
It needs to stop. And like you said, like, if you don't know the trans experience, why are you trying to legislate it? Like, how does it impact your life? I thought it was a really good way to say it. Like, first of all, why do you care? And second of all, why do you think you have the authority to tell
right.
trans women how to, trans people how to do anything?
Yeah.
Forget all y'all who are legislating. And thank you, Dwayne Wade.
Yes. Dwayne Wade for president.
Dwayne Wade for president.
Gabrielle Union for first lady.
Yeah, and Zaya for whoever you want to be
totally.
In life. You're only 15, girl.
Got time.
Well, let's move on to some messy drama. Let's talk about Chrisley Knows Best.
Oh.
And Sarah and I are not lawyers, but because of this job, we know a lot more than we should about the legal system. Tell us what is going on with Todd and his wife, the Chrisleys, in court.
Oh my God, I love pretending to be a lawyer. It's my new favorite pastime. And I love reality stars that don't pay their taxes. So Todd and Julie Chrisley, if you are unfamiliar with the show Chrisley Knows Best, it's on USA, but it airs reruns on E! And Bravo all the time.
All the time, like,
and
all Saturdays.
It drives me nuts. Like, Bravo, like, give me Old Housewives. I don't want to watch Todd and Julie Chrisley.
Thank
anyway,
you.
They have been in court for the last couple weeks in their native Atlanta because they were accused of, first they were accused of their former employee, this man named Mark, was accused and admitted to the FBI that he altered documents so that they could get loans to live beyond their means. So they have been accused of getting $30 million in loans by lying about how wealthy they are to upkeep their lifestyle.
Oh my God.
Now, they fired this man a couple years ago over a dispute. And the Chrisley's defense is that this guy acted out of revenge and like went to the FBI with these fake emails. The FBI is saying, no, you did this something called scrapbooking, which is tweaking all these documents. And the FBI is alleging that they still had money from the IRS even after this guy Mark no longer worked for them. So long story short, also, Mark, side note, did allege that him and Todd had an intimate affair.
Yes. This is not the first man to allege that him and Todd had an alleged affair.
Which the Chrisleys have denied, and Todd has denied being anything but a straight married man. But that's just a side note for the Jews. Long story short, they were found guilty of 12 counts of tax evasion, bank and wire fraud, and conspiracy. The Chrisleys have said they are disappointed in the verdict and plan to appeal. They face up to 30 years in prison.
No one's surprised that they're disappointed and ready to appeal. $30 million is a lot.
That's a lot of
That's money. That's a lot of money to fake a lifestyle for your USA TV show.
It is.
I would do it too. I'm sorry.
Somebody check Honey's taxes. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just
don't
kidding.
Check Honey's taxes.
That's
she paid
joke.
Them. They're
For
all
legal
up.
Purposes, that was a joke.
This TV couple is just so messy. There have been so many allegations against Todd of sexual harassment towards young men. All of them have been sort of the same story. So as Gwen Flamberg, our other host who isn't here, says, where there's smoke, there's usually salmon.
Yeah.
And $30 million in court. And you know when you hear that bank and wire fraud, that those years go up. We knew that from Real Housewives of New Jersey's Teresa Giudice. When you get that bank and wire fraud, that's when the numbers start
going
up. A
little Lori Loughlin, if you will.
A little
Lori Loughlin. That's why she ended up behind bars.
Yes, it is. So when you hear that, I don't have a good feeling.
Yeah, they're getting sentenced in October.
But is this the bars with the tennis, is this the jails with the tennis courts and the basketball
courts? Good question.
Or is this the jail?
I don't know how Todd would do in jail. not that it's my fault, he broke the law. But I think they're getting sentenced in October, so we'll find out, but I would assume it'll probably be more like where Teresa Giudice went to camp.
Camp.
As she called it and still calls it when I was away at camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good one. We'll find out.
Yeah, he still might need solitary, though. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Send that man to jail.
Pay your taxes or go to jail. It is what it is. That's America.
That is America. It's a celebrity story we've seen 1,000 times over.
Yeah, The Situation, Abby Lee Miller.
It started with MC Hammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes, Bobby Brown.
Okay.
Just all tax evasion classics. Really started out with MC Hammer. He was the first one to really celebrity go to jail for not paying his taxes.
Abby Miller made it hot, though.
Oh, yes, she did.
Abby Miller made it hot.
She did.
Amazing.
She came out of there in a wheelchair looking skinny, got her career right back.
Yeah. Dance Moms was never the same.
It was never the same. Well, thank you for JoJo Siwa, LGBTQIA+ icon. Well, let's get into some more mess, because here at Us Weekly, honey, I don't know if you know, we love mess. So let's...
I see.
Yes.
And we love the court.
We love the court, and we love A-list actors and mess, and we're finally getting A-list. This is no USA reality type. This is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Now, they have been fighting for over 7 years in this divorce battle. They've been going back and forth for 7 years. The kids have had to testify behind closed doors with experts. There have been countless legal filings, and now there is a new one that is truly of note. Brad Pitt is suing Angelina again, saying that she sought to inflict harm by selling her interest in their joint French vineyard, Miraval Vineyards. Great rosé, by the way. She sold it
if
to...
If you're listening, Brad, send us some.
We would love some Miraval. Shout out to Miraval. Please send us. And good luck with this thing. And to the Russian oligarch that Angelina Jolie sold her interest in the company to.
Okay.
Now, this is where it becomes a little messy, because Brad Pitt is saying that since she sold her interest to this Russian oligarch instead of letting Brad Pitt buy her out, she sought to sort of burn the company down on her way out the door. She lit that match and burned that French vineyard to the ground by selling it to a Russian oligarch.
It's giving Maleficent.
It's giving Maleficent. That's so good.
It really is. She is calling all the dragons to go burn that French vineyard to the ground. Now, they bought this vineyard in 2008. The kids have all been there. Countless vacations. Really good time in her life.
There?
They had one of their weddings there.
Okay.
They had like a couple ceremonies, one in LA, one there.
Okay.
But she, Maleficent, lit that match, threw it, and gone. And Brad Pitt is saying that he could have bought her out. He is saying that this is a passion project, and he has done the most to make this an internationally successful business, and she is just trying to burn it down on her way out the door.
Eek.
I know. Eek.
And then I feel like her side, her sources close to Angelina are saying this is false, and this back and forth, he said, she said, is starting to give me Johnny Amber defamation vibes. Like, are we going to end up back in court with Bradgelina?
That was crazy.
That was crazy. And I feel like this is kind of going in that direction. Like, it's a lot of he said, she said.
I'm team Angelina all the way.
Burn it down.
Salt.
I love
10 out of 10. 100%. 10 out of 10. Everything 10 out of 10. I'm sorry.
So you support Angelina in this.
I love Angelina. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love her. I just love everything she does. Her family, her kids, the way she acts, performs, her poshness. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. She's an all-around beautiful girl.
She is, and she has so many humanitarian causes that she goes for. She fights for international refugees. She fights for child hunger. She fights for international women's rights. She does so much good in the world, and it seems like Brad Pitt sort of does a lot of good in the world, too, but these two just hate each other.
Yeah, I don't even know whose team I'm on, to be honest. I'm just shocked that they still want to be in court over this. Like, it's been so many years they've done the custody. The kids are aging out of custody battles. They've been fighting about them so long.
Yes.
Because once you're 18, you can live your own life. So it just blows my mind that these two A-listers with all the money in the world feel the need to fight this out so publicly, too. Like, buy a new vineyard. I don't know.
Fuck the vineyard.
That's what Angelina said. That's what I really don't understand is these people have hundreds of millions of dollars. And so all of these court filings are only for pettiness.
Right. And like, they know we're going to read them.
Yeah. They know we're going to read them. It is really a back and forth for pettiness. They don't need the money. They don't need the publicity. So the hatred should die down. Yeah.
There's a movie coming out.
Probably.
There's definitely a movie coming out.
A Framing Britney Spears type. Framing Bradgelina.
I hope they do like a Hulu series looking into this because there is so much back and forth with these two, and they were the couple of the moment.
I hope so.
I hope so. We will watch and talk.
Y'all love drama.
Yes, we
stir that pot, everybody.
Let's stir it up, add a little bit of spice. That's what we do here for a living. Well, honey, thanks for jumping in the drama with us.
Of course.
She's usually above it all, but not today, folks.
Today's sweet today.
She ain't sweet today. Thank you, honey, Valencia. Balenciaga, you know, internationally acclaimed model, dancer, activist, Fluid Project, cover girl, we'd say, cover girl. And she does a whole lot. Follow her. She's amazingly talented. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm such a big fan. Thanks, Sarah Huron.
Are you a fan of me too, Trav?
I am a big fan of Sarah Huron
as well.
Fan of
everyone in the room.
If you could dip and spin like honey, I'd be more. So let's work on that outside.
I'll try. Okay. I'll get lessons after this.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Back next week. Bye.